Act 5, Scene 1, in front of Olivia's house. Enter Festi with Malvolio's letter, pursued by Fabian.
Now, as thou lovest me, let me see this letter.
Good master Fabian, do not desire to see this letter.
Enter Orsino and Viola, still dressed as Cesario.
Belong you to the Lady Olivia, friends?
Aye, sir. We are some of her trappings.
Orsino hands Festi a coin.
Let your lady know I am here to speak with her.
Oh, marry, sir. Lullaby to your bounty till I come again.
Exit Festi and Fabian.
Here comes the man, sir, that did rescue me.
Enter Antonio, hands bound, escorted by a police officer.
That face of his, I do remember well. Yet, when I saw it last, it was besmeared as black as Vulcan in the smoke of war.
He did me kindness, sir. Drew on my side.
Notable pirate, thou saltwater thief. What foolish boldness brought thee to their mercies, whom thou, in terms so bloody and so dear, hast made thine enemies.
Orsino, noble sir, be pleased that I shake off these names you give. Antonio never yet was thief or pirate, though I confess on base or ground enough Orsino's enemy. A witchcraft drew me hither, that most ungrateful boy there by your side.
How can this be?
When came he to this town?
Today, my lord, and for 3 months before, no interim, not a minute's vacation, both day or night did we keep company.
Enter Olivia and Maria.
Here comes the Countess. Now heaven walks on earth. But for thee, fellow, thy words are madness. 3 months this youth hath tended upon me. But more of that anon. Take him aside.
What would you, my lord? Cesario, you do not keep promise with me.
Madam.
Gracious Olivia.
What do you say, Cesario?
My lord would speak. My duty hushes me.
If it be aught to the old tomb, my lord, is it as fat and fulsome to mine ear as howling after music?
Still so cruel.
Still so constant, lord.
You uncivil lady, hear me this. This Cesario, whom I know you love, and whom by heaven I swear I tender dearly, him will I tear out of that cruel eye, where he sits crowned in his master's spite. Come, boy, with me. My thoughts are ripe in mischief. I'll sacrifice the lamb that I do love to spite a raven's heart within a dove.
And I must, jocund, apt, and willingly, to do you rest. A thousand deaths would die.
Orsino and Viola begin to leave. Olivia stops them.
Where goes Cesario?
After him I love, more than I love these eyes, more than my life, more than ever I shall love wife.
I me, detested, how am I beguiled?
Who does beguile you? Who does do you wrong?
Hast thou forgot thyself? Is it so long?
Come, away!
Whither, my lord? Cesario, husband, stay!
Husband?
Aye, husband, can he deny that?
Her husband, sirrah!
No, my lord, not I!
Enter Festi.
Oh, welcome, Festi. Festi, I charge thee here to unfold what thou dost know hath newly passed between this youth and me.
A contract of eternal bond of love, confirmed by mutual joinder of your hands, attested by the holy close of lips, strengthened by the interchangement of your ring.
Oh, thou dissembling cub! Farewell, and take her, but direct thy feet where thou and I henceforth may never meet.
My lord, I do protest.
Enter Sir Andrew, screaming, holding a cloth to his head.
For the love of God, a surgeon, send one presently to Sir Toby.
What's the matter?
He has broke my head across and has given Sir Toby a bloody coxcomb too. For the love of God, your help!
Who has done this, Sir Andrew?
The Count's gentleman, one Cesario. We took him for a coward, but he's the very devil incarnate. My gentleman, Cesario? Ah! There he is! You broke my head for nothing, and that I did, I was set on to do it by Sir Toby!
Why do you speak to me? I never hurt you!
If a bloody coxcomb be a hurt, you have hurt me!
Enter Sir Toby Belch. With similar head injury assisted by Fabian.
Here comes Sir Toby halting.
How now, gentlemen? How is it with you?
He has hurt me, and there's the end on it. Sir, didn't thou see the surgeon, Sot?
Oh, he's drunk, Sir Toby, an hour gone. His eyes were set at 8 in the morning.
Then he's a rogue, and I hate a drunken rogue.
Get him to bed and let his hurt be looked to.
Sir Andrew goes to help Sir Toby up, and Sir Toby pushes him away firmly and spats at him. Fabian helps Sir Toby off, and they exit. Sir Andrew bows dejectedly to Olivia and exit. Festy follows him out, then enters Sebastian.
I am sorry, madame. I have hurt your kinsman.
Everyone looks at him like they've seen a ghost. Oh my gosh, there are two of them.
Oh, you throw a strange regard on me, and by that I perceive it hath offended you. Pardon me, sweet one, even for the vows we made each other but so late ago.
One face, one voice, one habit, the two persons.
Antonio, oh my dear Antonio, how have the hours racked and tortured me since I have lost thee?
Sebastian, are you...
Fearest thou that, Antonio?
How have you made division of yourself? An apple, cleft in two, is not more twin than these two creatures. Which is Sebastian?
Most wonderful.
Sebastian, finally laying eyes on Viola.
Do I stand there? I never had a brother. Nor can there be that deity in my nature. From here and everywhere I had a sister, who the blind waves and surges have devoured of charity. What kin are you to me? What countryman? What name? What parentage?
Of Massily. Sebastian was my father. Such as Sebastian was my brother too. So went he suited to his watery tomb.
Were you a woman? As the rest goes, even I should my tears let fall upon your cheek. Christ welcome drowned Viola?
If nothing lets to make us happy both, but this, my masculine usurped attire, do not embrace me till each circumstance of place, time, fortune, do cohere and jump that I am Viola.
They embrace.
So comes it, lady, you have been mistook. You would have been contracted to a maid.
If this be so, as yet the glass seems true. I shall have share in this most happy wreck. Boy, thou hast said to me 1,000 times, thou never shouldst love woman like to me.
And all those sayings will I overswear, and those swearings keep as true in the soul, as doth that orbit continent the fire that severs day from night.
Give me thy hand, and let me see thee in thy woman's weeds.
The captain that did bring me first on shore hath my maid's garments. He, upon some action, is now endurance at Malvolio suit, a gentleman and a follower of my lady's.
Re-enter Festy and Fabian.
Now I remember me. They say, poor Malvolio, he's much distract. How does he, Sarah?
Oh, truly, ma'am. He holds Beelzebub at the stave's end, as well as a man in his case may do. Has here writ a letter to you.
Open and read it.
Look then to be well edified when the fool delivers the madman.
I the Lord, madam.
How now, art thou mad?
Oh no, ma'am, I do but read madness.
Read it, sir.
By the Lord, madam, you wrong me, and the world shall know it, though you have put me into darkness, and given your drunken cousin rule over me, yet I have the benefit of my senses as well as your ladyship. I have your own letter that induced me to the semblance I put on, with the which I doubt not but to do myself much right, or you much shame. Think of me as you please. I leave my duty a little unthought of, and speak out of my injury. The madly use Malvolio.
Did he write this?
Aye, madam.
See him delivered, Fabian. Bring him hither.
Exit Fabian.
My lord, so please you, these things further thought on, to think me as well a sister as a wife. One day shall crown the alliance unto, so please you, here at my house and at my proper cost.
Madam, I am most apt to embrace your offer. Your master quits you, Viola. Here is my hand. You shall from this time be your master's mistress.
A sister, you are she.
They hug. Then re-enters Fabian with Malvolio.
Is this the madman?
Aye, my lord, this same. How now, Malvolio?
Madam, you have done me wrong, notorious wrong.
Have I, Malvolio? No.
Lady, you have. Pray you, peruse that letter. You must not now deny it is your hand. And tell me, in the modesty of honor, why you have given me such clear lights of favor, bade me come smiling and cross-garter to you, to put on yellow stockings, and acting this in an obedient hope, why have you suffered me to be imprisoned, kept in a dark house, visited by the priest, and made the most notorious geck and gull that e'er invention played on? Tell me why.
Alas, Malvolio, this is not my writing, though I confess much like the character, but out of question 'tis Maria's hand. Prithee, be content. This practice hath most shrewdly passed upon me, but when we know the grounds and authors of it, thou shalt be both the plaintiff and the judge of thine own case.
Some are born in greatness, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrown upon them. I'll be revenged on the whole pack of you.
He hath been most notoriously abused.
Pursue him, and entreat him to a peace. Olivia, he hath not told us of the captain yet. When that is known, and golden time convents, a solemn combination shall be made of our dear souls. Meantime, sweet sister, we will not part from hence.
He looks at Viola and takes her hat off, revealing her hair for the first time.
You are Orsino's mistress and his fancy's queen.
He hugs her, Sebastian hugs Olivia, the four of them exit together. Antonio and Fabian shake hands and exit after them. Only Festi remains.
The rain? It raineth every day.
Indeed, indeed it does. That is the cruel irony of the world, folks. Where there is happiness, there is also suffering.
But that's all one. Our play is done, and we'll strive to please you every day.
You have been listening to Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare. This is a play in 1 hour done by Drama Notebook. Actors: Kevin Jones, Andrew Smiley, Laura Jones, Jenny Schley, Gretchen Schley, Perry Schley, and Liam Jones, and Swan Liu. Music and sound provided by Life Blossom by Keys of the Moon, Bensound, and freesound.org. Thank you for listening.